like you're running on empty, as what I was going to say, but we have no more worries about running on empty because everything is full automatically, astoundingly. It's fixed, too. It's over, at least for 5, 10 minutes, maybe. Hooray! In terms of the light of eternity, 5 or 10 seconds, maybe even 5 or 10 nanoseconds. The Senate and the House passed a bill to end the partial shutdown, and the debt ceiling has been raised. Hallelujah. President Obama signed the bill in his pajamas. Everything's ready to go now. The federal workers come back to work today, having had a two-week vacation for which they will be paid. I'd like to have had a two-week vacation. How about those of you who work in the private sector? How would you like to have what the government workers had? Went on furlough, and they went home, and they'll come back, and they'll get paid. And many of you who have employment in the government, the private contracting area of the government, they're not going to get anything, Kenny. They were out, gone.
Yep.
Oh, well. So that's their tough luck, I guess, under the circumstances. So say the people who run the government, federal workers going to work. So we can take that, the video of the day yesterday at DougStephan.com, and just kind of chuck it, right? Because all the things that were said by the park rangers, they were upset. They already resumed operations, but
with two T's.
The funding of the government goes only till the 15th of January. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, then Scrooge comes back in. Debt ceiling goes till February the 7th. The heads of the Senate and the House budget committees meeting to work out budget negotiations to come up with a broader plan. Ah, man, this is really great, isn't it? Doesn't everybody feel better? Aren't you all set now? The world is a wonderful place.
Proud to be an American.
Yeah. By the way, the bill was 35 pages long, and all of the health care amendments were taken out. It was not a clean bill. There was plenty of pork. $2.2 billion for a project involving a dam and a lock on one of the rivers in Kentucky. Who do you think put that in there? Mr. McConnell's running for re-election. He got it done. Get that job done.
Yes, thank you for your vote, Mr. McConnell.
All right. So on page 20 of the bill, no cost of living adjustment rider for members of Congress. They're going to scrape by on their current salary of $174,000 a year. Job well done, boys and girls.
Yeah.
Job well done. Okay. So the situation here, as you know, is one of compare and contrast. So Ken Kessler is here, manning, positioning, helping me come up with ideas to share with you at 888-302-3684. You can share ideas with us. Email to Doug or Ken at DougStephan.com. And we can go to our social media, Facebook and Twitter. Pretty much are the ones that we use the most, unless we're sending video or pictures around. So that would be Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. So are there early reactions the last few hours of people to the solution, partial solution, to the president signing it and whatever other blarney there was being tossed around, Kenny?
Yeah, Mary says, sadly, nothing has changed.
No.
John says, it's about time the Republicans and, by extension, the Tea Party found their lost sheep. Leadership is required here.
Mm-hmm.
And Aaron said, excuse me, we've reached a point where success for our government is defined as being not shut down.
Yeah. I wonder about these folks getting together in the sense that it isn't about blame. It never was about blame as far as I was concerned, frankly. But there are still lots of problems. The point where the people on both sides are willing to work with each other, that sort of thing, pretty important. So, a 16-day shutdown. Everybody is supposed to be back in the... that means you can get back to the IRS audits. Yes, if you are being audited, you can get... You'll not rest so easily now. So, we have also points of view expressed here from lots of different factions, the radio news talk stations and hosts and the television news talk stations. So we'll get bits and pieces of that as we affirm our excitement The only thing I'm excited about is we can stop talking about this stuff and really get to some of the issues and have a little bit more time for varying discussions, which would be cool. But we still have a few minutes, I guess. We'll spend some time, this half hour anyway, we'll devote to this and see where we go with your calls. 888-302-DOUG-13 after the hour. This is Good Day. Hello.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Musicians, what if you could get below cost pricing on thousands of guitars, amps, and effects now through Tuesday at Guitar Center? Deals like American-made Gibson SGs for just $379, Taylor Acoustics just $719, Schecter Electrics for $79. It's Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Deep markdowns on custom shop models, prototypes, rep samples, and discontinued items from top manufacturers like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, VRS, Boss, Digitech, and more. Guitarathon, Guitar Center's biggest guitar, amp, and effects event of the year, ends Tuesday.
So, you're leaving that great barbecue joint in the warehouse district, and you're about to get into your truck. Except, there is no truck. Holy cow, it hits you. Your keys are missing, and your Silverado's been stolen. And before you go crazy over the injustice of it all, you tap your OnStar app. A soothing woman says, no problem. And before you can say, that thief's going down, she helps you file a police report. Then she pings a signal that bounces into space, giving her the lat and long of your truck, which she shares with the police until the joyrider is in their sights. When the officer gives the go-ahead, OnStar sends a signal that slows his speed, just as the thief is saying, what the? And it's hard to say who is more amazed by the whiz-bang, don't you dare mess with my truck technology. You or the guy who's about to do hard time. All because you drive a Chevrolet Silverado. Connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin.
Mm-hmm.
My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's Stack the Savings Sale going on now. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Stressful things during the day can keep you awake at night. Instead of sleeping, your mind is still spinning from stress. Unisom is the help you need to fall asleep. Unisom sleep tabs are a clinically proven effective OTC sleep aid. You fall asleep 33% faster by easing into your natural sleep cycle. With Unisom, you wake refreshed and ready.
Here's your morning traffic report.
Unisom, a stressful day deserves a restful night.
Use as directed. Active ingredient oxaliplatin succinate versus control in a clinical study.
All right, so the first thing, I guess, we ought to listen to a few minutes of the president. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program, by the way. Hello. Ken and I working through this hour with some of the big issues, mostly political issues, because that's what a lot of News Talk material is about. And so the nitty-gritty from News Talk radio and television that we monitor becomes the fodder for conversation, the focus of conversation, if you will. So we'll start out with the president announcing the deal.
I want to thank the leaders of both parties for getting us to this point. Once this agreement arrives on my desk, I will sign it immediately. We'll begin reopening our government immediately. And we can begin to lift this cloud of uncertainty and unease from our businesses and from the American people. I'll have more to say about this tomorrow. And I've got some thoughts about how we can move forward in the remainder of the year, stay focused on the job at hand, because there's a lot of work ahead of us, including our need to earn back the trust of the American people that's been lost over the last few weeks. And we can begin to do that by addressing the real issues that they care about. I've said it before, I'll say it again. I'm willing to work with anybody. I am eager to work with anybody, Democrat or Republican, House or Senate members, on any idea that will grow our economy, create new jobs, strengthen the middle class, and get our fiscal house in order for the long term.
All right. So the White House directs all agencies to reopen promptly. Get the government. The government has been working, with the exception of what, Kenny? 350,000, 400,000 of the furloughed workers, or even it may not even get. I think it may have gotten to be even less than that after people here and there trickled in over the course of the last week or 10 days. It was the immediate. It was a dramatic thing. Da 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 da. And then people started coming back in. As usual, the news media didn't cover the full story there for the American people. For the most part, didn't have the full story. Is that right?
Yeah, pretty much. Anything that has been going on or that should have been going on has been completely brushed aside, and all the news media outlets have just been focusing on the nastiness of the politics, all the back and forth over this mess.
Standard & Poor's estimated the shutdown has taken $24 billion out of the economy. Let's see here. The Democrats seem to have won, looking at the what people are saying in general. Winners, Democrats, Tea Party losers, Ted Cruz, especially big loser, so say some. So the Republicans are skeptical of the direction in which they are going to appoint. Some think they fought a good fight, but Boehner says the Republicans, well, Boehner didn't say it, but the Republicans said that he got good reviews for his grasp. He's strong, he's tough, and anyway, and blah, blah. So McConnell has a Tea Party person running against him. That's probably the reason you found the $2.2 billion in pork. Here's Newt Gingrich and Van Jones talking about the way the shutdown was handled.
It's a sad day, first of all, because the president adopted a strategy of vilifying his opponents and refusing to negotiate, and he worked. He got what he wanted on his terms in a way that teaches us what he's going to do next, which is vilify his opponents and refuse to negotiate. It's a sad day because does any rational person really believe that this new super committee meeting until December 13th is going to accomplish what nobody has accomplished in the last 3 years? I mean, once again, we kick the can down the road. We don't fix Obamacare, which is becoming a fiasco around the country. We don't fix any of our major entitlements. We don't do anything about our debt. We don't do anything about transparency in public. We have two old-time leaders get together at the last minute, cut a secret deal, and all of us breathe a sigh of relief and say, oh, this is terrific. The ox is out of the ditch, but it's still an ox.
You know, I appreciate your passion. I see it differently. The way I look at it, this president did the right thing. The president said, listen, I cannot negotiate with a party that has been hijacked by its far right wing. I don't know who to negotiate with. This is not the right way to do business. If you had a neighborhood association and somebody had legitimate concerns, but the first thing they said was, I want my concerns met or I'm going to burn down the whole neighborhood, you can't even deal with their concerns until you deal with that behavior. This president stood up to the bullying. He said enough is enough. And I think, and I tell you what, I am proud of this president today. I am proud of Harry Reid today. I'm proud of McConnell today. I'm proud of Amy Klobuchar. I think Ted Cruz should be ashamed of himself. There is a much better way to get the legitimate concerns of American people met than this sort of stunt. And I'm glad it did not work.
All right. So partisanship on both sides. Although for my ears, I think that Gingrich said the right thing, especially about the healthcare business and not being addressed or any of the stuff being fixed. That's going to be the focus of some of our discussion later in the hour here on Good Day.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full-spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Of the witch is upon us, bewitching. Normally, I don't know, normally, it's like Christmas music being played already on 4 or 5 stations here in the country before we even get to Halloween. One started a month ago, I think, Kenny. So, is it too early for a focus on Halloween? It's good because we need sort of a distraction from all this stuff with Congress and the President, the House, the Senate. So, the bipartisan deal to reopen the federal government, that which was closed, and save the United States from default. Harry Reid is the leader. I'll bet you the deal was made between Harry Reid and Mitch McConnell personally for that $2.2 billion in pork that's going to Kentucky. What do you bet?
Wouldn't surprise me.
Harry Reid and McConnell, they don't want McConnell. They want McConnell. Democrats want McConnell to stay there because he's such a weakling. So this is a deal I'm betting. Who wants to give me the 012 on that one? 888-302-3684. All right. Meanwhile, here's the radio host Bill Lumet talking to Congresswoman Renee Elmers of North Carolina about why she voted against the bill last night.
Republicans put up, not all Republicans, unfortunately, but some really, I think, deserve our appreciation. And I know they're going to probably get some heat from others, but I thought what a lot of House Republicans did was admirable. And of course, Congresswoman Renee Elmers was a part of that fight, and she's joining us now. And Representative Elmers, welcome to the show.
Good to be with you again. And I don't think it's a plan that I can support. It just simply does not have the things that I promised my constituents I would support if I were raising the debt ceiling. It doesn't have enough reforms, and it certainly doesn't have spending cuts. There are some good things in it, and because it is short term, you know, this January and February of some of the dates that will be targeted again, and we'll have to revisit this issue. But what I'm hoping is in the meantime, we will be able to come to the table with the Senate, rather than them continuously avoiding to come to negotiations with us, because this is very serious for the American people. We just simply cannot continue to teeter at $17 trillion worth of debt and not put reforms in place to fix that.
Can I ask, though, I mean, obviously disappointed about what happened, but are you disappointed in some of your colleagues, especially over on the other side on the in the Senate, that in some cases called what the House Republicans were doing shameful?
Well, you know, this is the thing, and this is what's hurt us, is a divide within our own conference, and I think it's been a real learning experience for many. I think everyone is willing at this point to come together because we realize what we really can achieve if we're unified. But there have been those that have led, and, you know, led many of my constituents down a path of thinking it just never existed. You know, back there again in the summer, you know, I was back in my district trying to explain and help educate my constituents on the fact that you can't defund Obamacare in a continuing resolution. It just doesn't have the funding there, and that was never a strategy that could work. It is a plan of strategy coupled with many other bits and pieces, like dismantling it, delaying pieces of it, taking it apart, taking the taxing authority away from it. All of those things can work, but you can't do it with one fell swoop. And I think, you know, some of those outside groups are promoting that idea as well. And it hurt. It hurt all of us because rather than me being able to talk with my constituents and hear about their concerns, I was having to fight this fight on factual information that wasn't being provided to them outside of myself. So, you know, here we are in this situation. Those individuals who pushed that issue there in the Senate, you know, they're just, you know, they've kind of backed off of the situation. I don't see them out there on the forefront. And, you know, they've led people down a path that was never going to work.
Never going to work. I think she's right about that, part of it anyway. 888-302-3684, up and at 'em, rise and shine, get to work, let's get going, 28 past the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day Thursday program.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Best-selling novelist John Grisham's new legal thriller, Sycamore Row, is a follow-up of sorts to his first novel, A Time to Kill. John Grisham.
I was not prompted to write Sycamore Row. It was a long time coming because over the years, my first book was A Time to Kill. It was published in June of 1989. They printed 5,000 hardback copies, and we couldn't give them away. The book was not, you know, a success. It never went to paperback initially. And I spent 3 years on it. It was a tough book to write. And I was practicing law at the time and didn't have a lot of time. And so, I said, I'm going to do this one more time. If it doesn't sell, then forget this hobby. I'll go and find something else. Over the years, the book was resurrected because of the success of The Firm and The Pelican Brief and The Client. The movie came out in 1996 and was a big movie. It's somewhere on television tonight being recycled. Anyway, it's the best-selling book I've written now. Of all my books, A Time to Kill has sold more copies. The next question is, are you ever going to write a sequel? We would love to go back to that locale, to those characters, and have another story. And so I've been thinking about it for 20 years. But you can't write the story until you have the story. Last year I published my first baseball novel. I've been waiting 20 years to do that. With Sycamore Row, it was a question of getting the story. It started coming together a couple of years ago, and here we are.
John Grisham takes you back to where it all began in his newest legal thriller, Sycamore Row. There's more online, InsightDailyRadio.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before Or it's time to survive. It's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today, or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Please.
It's Thursday, October 17th. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken Kessler and I are going through, at least for another few moments, the back and forth on the shutdown. And I may have a little squeeze on Obamacare. I promise that I'm not going to use that. Most of the time, I'm able to fulfill my promises. At any rate, the votes are in. Matter of fact, what were the votes? Let's see. The Senate approved the legislation by an 81-18 vote. House followed by a tally of 285-144, 87 Republicans in favor, 144 against. That broke sort of an informal rule in which a majority of the party is supposed to carry legislation. Democrats unanimously supported the bill, even though it looks like there are going to be some still some spending cuts. So the legislation funds the government through January 15th. That's what we're talking about. The subtext here is that Mitch McConnell is up for me, this is an important part of the story, whether it is or it isn't for you if you're in Kentucky or any place. It looks to me like McConnell and Reid made a deal. McConnell up for re-election. His Tea Party opponent, as soon as the announcement was made, like in this is a nanosecond kind of a thing. He was ready to speak. The news media was all around him, and he blasted McConnell. And I think there was some mention in there about the deal for the $2.2 billion. So you'll have a, but it'll be a hard thing to argue against because people like that sort of stuff. That's why they think politicians are there to take care of them, take care of their state. Right, Kenny? Isn't that really what people are thinking? So he may have... If he can campaign on, look what I just brought to the state of Kentucky, and the other guy's going to have to sit on his hands because he got nothing to add to that. It's down to whatever, and the people in power always have more, especially a guy like that who's in a leadership position. They can muscle around and get stuff done. Anyway, the deficit's not handled, the debt not handled. Nothing really is fixed. All this does is delay a fight for 4 months. That's it. So the underlying cause of the problem, which is out of control spending, the deficits have to be fixed. And there are plenty of people who are upset about this because they think the Republicans caved. So the Tea Party will win in that strategy, I think. Wouldn't you say, Kenny? The Tea Party wins because the Republicans... The Republican Party loses, but the Tea Party wins. You just heard that lady who obviously is a member of the Tea Party that was talking about how she didn't vote for it because it didn't answer the need her constituents have to get the problem fixed. Here's host named Scott Stigler talking about whether Congress has reached a point where neither side is willing to work with the other.
So the new word is hyperpartisan or hyperpartisanship. It's sort of like hyperinflation, really bad inflation, hyperspeed, really fast speed, or for us as citizens, hyper frustration. Real deep frustration. My question for you is, can and will it ever end? We are more politically divided in this country than I can ever remember. I'm 51. So I'm asking you the question, can hyper partisanship ever end, or are the things that divide us too much to overcome? The two sides, left, right, Republican, Democrat, whatever you want to describe them as, are more divided than ever. That's the premise. Now, you can disagree with me if you'd like. It's just something that I'm observing. Can we overcome this? Can deals still be made? Is compromise still reasonable? Is it even what you want? But we can't argue that because of the partisanship, Washington has kind of stagnated.
I think you can make that argument. And well, in fact, 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, host Bill Cunningham, the radio and television guy, has John Boehner on with him.
John, how are you?
Hey, Bill, I'm doing good.
Are you sure you're doing good?
Yeah, I am doing good.
Tell me why you're doing good, because I...
Well, listen, we've been locked in a fight over here trying to bring government down to size, trying to do our best to stop Obamacare, and we fought the good fight. We just didn't win.
Can you win December 15th when Ryan and Patty Murray get together and do this deal? Is this like a step on the ladder?
Well, I would hope so, but we'll see. You know, every time I've gotten into a discussion with the president, vice president, the Democrats here in Washington, and talk about entitlement changes, trying to make these programs sustainable, all they want to do is raise taxes. Well, we can't do that unless you're willing to raise taxes. And so if they're going to hold on to their position that we're always going to raise taxes, then we're not going to come to an agreement. But hope springs eternal.
Why did you wait? Why didn't you kick it off a year? Some say Obamacare is kind of falling under its own weight with all the disasters. And if you kick it off a year, the mainstream media goes after Obamacare, and that you provided John Boehner a nice target for the mainstream media. And again, the weapons of mass distraction used by Obama have worked. But now you've only kicked it off 90 days or 60 days. Why not longer?
Well, you're talking about the CR or the debt limit? Or,
yeah, both.
Both?
Yeah, both.
Well, it's expected that we'll fund the government through January 15th and fund the debt limit through early February, an agreement reached over in the Senate. And it gives us a chance to sit down with the budget process and see if we can't work something out. I just think that we're on a spending trajectory that's unaffordable for the American people.
Yeah.
To create more debt. It needs to be dealt with. We fought the good fight. We did everything we could to get them to the table and to negotiate. They just kept saying no, 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 no.
Do you have ill feelings towards Senator Cruz?
No, listen, we've got, you know, Republicans up here. Because we're Republicans, we're a little bit more independent-minded than our friends across the aisle. Some are a little bit more independent-minded than others.
Sometimes you want to be a soldier at the Alamo, and sometimes you want to be the French when the German army comes. I like soldiers at the Alamo who say, I think I'm going to get killed, but I plant my flag here. I will die in the Alamo rather than surrender and give up. And I sense that you and the others in the House were like soldiers at the Alamo. You thought Santa Anna had 2,000 soldiers. The ending wasn't going to be good, but you're going to fight the good fight. And if you have to live to fight another day, so be it. But
now listen, there's no giving up on our team. None. And there's no giving up in me.
All right, so Boehner's not giving up. Hello, hallelujah. 888-302-3684. Interesting that as I look around, I'm looking at some data, some research here that has come in about those of you who listen to the radio and discussion of issues like this. We're talking about the government shutdown, the debt ceiling, the fact that the thing has been pushed till after Christmas, and so really nothing's been fixed. There have been people who have been focused on this. The data indicates that the people, the consumers of news, have responded best to audio because the research suggests that audio, the radio, prompts your brain activity more than does video and texting. And that, I think, you can understand, Kenny, because we all know that with pictures, you don't have to have an imagination. with the words. If you know what Boehner looks like, for example, you can see the expressions on his face, or the president, or Joe Biden, or Mitch McConnell, or any of these other people who are sort of pretty familiar to people who follow these issues. So you use your brain to engage into thinking with either a smile or a frown about what these people have done. So I think it's interesting, as we listen to all of this stuff back and forth, to see or figure out how your brain is absorbing all this. And I'm thinking that probably a lot of people are absorbing a whole lot, and they don't really like what they're absorbing. 888-302-3684. Here's host LaDonna Harvey talking to Congressman Scott Peters of California about what happens next.
This, unfortunately, though, only raises the debt limit through February 7th. So, and this also extends spending through January. So we're going to have to go through this fight again. Are you guys already planning on meeting to try to hash something out so we don't have to go through this again?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, one of the good things about this deal that makes a lot of sense is that it requires the Senate and the House to sit down and talk about creating a budget for America. So we have a budget that's basically a Republican budget from the House, and the House passed that in the spring. The Senate passed their first budget in years, and the process is supposed to require that the Senate and the House sit down and talk, and we have Democrats and Republicans coming up with a solution that's a budget for America. And this agreement actually provides for that process before December 15th. So if everyone's an adult, like we expect and hope that they will be, we can maybe have a budget, an actual budget that we haven't had for years in the country, and that's one of the reasons I ran in the first place. So that would be a success out of what's been a really stupid 3 weeks.
Well, and but this isn't the only time that this has happened, Scott. And you know, you and I, you've watched since before. Obviously, you were elected to Congress, and we've all seen it as well. We've gone 6 years kind of living in limbo, moving from little spending plan to little spending plan, and not getting a budget. And that it seems like there was almost no real will in Congress to actually sit down, as you said, together, where both houses have passed something. Now let's reconcile them and try to get this going. There was really no will to do it because everybody was standing off saying, no, it's my way. No, wait, it's my way. It's like, wait a minute. But this is our lives you're screwing up.
Well, maybe we learned our lesson from this 3 weeks. Well, first of all, I'd say a lot of the folks who were elected with me just last year are confounded by this. Why you wouldn't sit down and really try to go through this? There is an appetite to work on real problems, to really deal with long-term debt, to reform the tax code and replace sequestration with, you know, smarter reforms. There's an appetite for that. And I think, you know, people saw how stupid this whole notion of stopping the government and threatening default was. It didn't get us anywhere. So I like the idea of an outlet that gives us a way to be productive. And I certainly think people heard from home, like I did, that this was hurting folks, and they're tired of us not doing our jobs.
All right. That's, I think, fairly accurate. Wouldn't you think? To say, Kenny, a pretty accurate statement.
Yeah, I think we're all tired of them not doing their jobs.
Yep. 888-302-3684. All right, let's move ourselves. The relief has been felt around the world. The markets are up. The U.S. avoids debt default. So, hooray! The problem is that we still have the Affordable Health Care Act and the problems that go along with it. Let's take that apart a little bit in a few moments here on Good Day.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin.
Mm-hmm.
My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's Stack the Savings Sale going on now. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Let's get it started.
Real estate's booming. With 8 open houses this weekend, I had to get the word out. Luckily, I found the new services center at OfficeMax. They designed and printed great 4-color flyers for only 39 cents each. I have a new way to turn open houses into done deals.
Let's get it started.
Introducing the new OfficeMax Services Center. Now through Saturday, all color copies are just 39 cents a side. Valid in-store only. See store for details.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 4.375%, APR 4.64%, that payment could support a $270,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $225,000 mortgage. That's $45,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Musicians, what if you could get below cost pricing on thousands of guitars, amps, and effects now through Tuesday at Guitar Center? Deals like American-made Gibson SGs for just $379. Taylor Acoustics just $719. Schecter Electrics for $79. It's Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Deep markdowns on custom shop models, prototypes, rep samples, and discontinued items from top manufacturers like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, VRS, Boss, Digitech, and more. Guitarathon. Guitar Center's biggest guitar amp and effects event of the year ends Tuesday.
I need to control internet usage in my office.
Do you want to pay a fee for every user?
No.
Do you want to pay extra to protect remote users?
No.
How about a product that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Web Filter. Content filtering, application control, and malware protection with no per-user fees. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service. And live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Web Filter free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free USS Indianapolis hat and commemorative book. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Now, all of this hoopla was caused by the Affordable Care Act. Here's Chris Cuomo talking to medical correspondent Elizabeth Cohen on CNN about her problems trying to get on to the new website.
We are now 2 weeks in, and Obamacare is dealing with some political problems, there's no question, but it's dealing with practical problems as well, and they're starting to overshadow the political ones. Tech experts say it could take a long time to fix the glitches that people are experiencing when they try to sign up online. Senior medical correspondent Elizabeth Cohen has been trying to set up an account, and she is getting nowhere fast. Elizabeth, it turns out it's not about you, is it?
No, it's not about me. Now, I've been doing this just as a journalistic endeavor, but many other people, they really need health care insurance, and they say that they're really frustrated that this isn't working for them.
I put in my username and password, and it didn't recognize it.
Error messages, page not found, system down. It's been a tough nearly 2 weeks for Obamacare.
If there were error messages or that little annoying kind of like twirly thing.
I hate it, right? I've been trying since day one to get an account and log in on healthcare.gov. I failed again.
We couldn't make this page work.
And again.
It wouldn't log me in.
And again.
It's not working.
When I've called the 1-800 number for help, the reps tell me volume is high and to try again during off-peak hours. So I tried at 10:30 at night, 7 in the morning, and still it didn't work. So finally, I set my alarm clock for 3 a.m. Sunday morning. But guess what? The system was down for maintenance.
They should be ashamed of themselves. More than that, we should be so upset about this. This is the issue. This is what people should be railing about, not the other stuff. Now that especially the problem is pushed around a little bit with regard to the debt ceiling, this is what people ought to be at. 51 after the hour.
nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
To something else that's certainly more important than anything. The name of the Washington franchise in the National Football League has been Redskins for 81 years. Is it 81 or 89, Kenny? Something like that. It's 80. It's over 80.
Something like that, yeah.
All right, so a lot of talk on sports talk radio stations and some general consumer radio programs as well. I think that this sums it up sort of well. Here is Chad Hartman along with Brendan Kieran and Dan Cook on their sports talk radio station about the ongoing debate.
Daniel Snyder, who now is the longtime owner of the Washington Redskins, in an interview in the summer said, as long as I own the team, it's not going to happen.
Never change.
Never will change. Roger Goodell did this one a little bit because, remember, at first it was... Nope. You know, we're leaving it up to Daniel Snyder. He's got a better feel for what's going on. Then recently he said, if one person is offended, then we have to listen. It went to an even higher level when, in an interview with the president in the last 2 weeks, he said, if I own the team, I would change the nickname. He took some heat, too, but it wasn't like Adam. He just said, hold on, let me stop the shutdown talk. Let me talk about the Redskins. He was asked a question. Okay, and we had this conversation here. Your point, Brendan, was as a younger person who's well aware of, you know, criticism on an ethnic basis, I get it, but I look at this only as a football nickname. I don't think of it that way, right? Is that a fair assessment?
Yep, that's okay. Right on.
I looked at it differently and said I get their intent, and I get that. I mean, it's almost unanimous. The people who go to a game and follow the team don't look at it with cruel intent, offering up an insult and a slur. But for me, there's no exception for this. We improve, we evolve, we've changed our view on a lot of things in life, right? The term Redskins is repugnant. It just flat out is just what would we have to use for other people of different heritages, different races, different religions, which would be comparable. I think Dan's point was, let's change them all, right? Didn't mm-hmm. you say let's get rid of them all?
Yes. And I'm on board with that. I mean, from where I stood on it, I would say I'd feel a lot better about it if you went to the Cleveland Indians and changed that. I mean, I think that you to pick and choose is, I'm not on board with that.
All right. So that's talk host speak. Now from television news from Fox, George Will, Kristen Powers, or Kirsten rather, Brett Baer and Charles Krauthammer debate this controversy.
The normative question, should the name of the Redskins be changed, surely depends on the answer to an empirical question. Is a substantial portion of Native American community offended by this? I don't see the evidence for that, and I think there are reasons for doubting that. Let me give you two contrasting cases. The town of Pekin, Illinois, near Peoria, was named by its early residents after Peking, China, as Beijing then was. They named their high school football team the Pekin, Illinois Chinks. They had a skating rink they called the Chink Rink. Understandably, some Chinese Americans got upset about this, and after several tries, they got it changed. Fine. On the other hand, the University of Illinois had the Chief Alinawick, a man who danced at halftime at football games with the help of the Sioux Nation that helped put together an authentic costume for the man. It was pioneered by a student of Indian culture. The NCAA, which should be policing all the myriad corruptions of college football, came down like a ton of bricks on this, called it hostile and divisive. The Florida State Seminoles remain, the Utah Utes remain, Chief Alinawick is banned. It's capricious action by the sensitivity police, and they have to mind their own business, including Bob Costas. Bob is a great broadcaster and a good friend, and wrong in this case. Kirsten?
I think it's a tough situation, actually, especially because there's a lot of disagreement even over what Redskins means. There, you know, some people say it's a European term that refers to the fact that Indians there painted their faces red. Other people say no, it refers to American Indians being scalped. Two very different things, I think. But if you look, it's in pretty much every dictionary is referred to as an offensive term. That would give me pause if I never happened owned a football team, but you know, to have that name. And I think it is offensive. The fact that a lot of people don't find it offensive probably has to do with the fact that they probably don't know exactly what it means. But
it's about 90%.
Yeah, and so that is an argument certainly in the favor, I think, of the Redskins owners. But but the fact that our dictionaries refers to this as an offensive term that none of us would use, right? I mean, none of us would ever refer to an Indian, American Indian, in that way.
All right. So there it is, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas. The way I love, actually, I don't love, but I liked a lot what George Will had to say at the beginning of that piece. And so, food for thought. That's what we're all here to do, is think. 59 at the hour.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.